Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Yam Yaakov Shom Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Chofei. The Gemara Amudala brings, Domar Avishayo Shloisho Dvorim Sachli Ze'iro Me'anshe Yerushalayim. There's three halachas that Ze'iro Me'anshe Yerushalayim told me, but when Avishayo says it, he doesn't say Shloisho Halachas Limdani. He says the Lashon of Sicho. We know that sicho refers to a regular conversation. Sichas chuli. There's a sicho of just, you talk. It's not a limud, it's not a bispedish. It's when people have a regular conversation. Why are you saying in a losh of sicho we talk about a limud? So Reb Tzadok HaKohen in his sefer, Divrei Soferim, says a gevaldik yesoid. He says like this. A person who is kuloi toiro. So everything that he says is also toiro. Also when he speaks sichas chulin, as the Gemara tells us, that sichas chulin shad tamim chachomim, tzricha limud, because with everything he says, there's toiro coming out of it. He is 100% toiro. So every priestly conversation that he has, every time he speaks to somebody, so he is expressing toiro that comes out of him. His regular sichas chulin is toiro and something that you can learn from. Reb Tzadok goes on to explain there that if you look at Sefer Bereishis is a sicha. The others are not teaching Torah. You don't see their limudim like you see in other Sefer. They are just a story. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are talking, are speaking, they're saying stories. But as we learn from Chazal, Yafes sichosom shel avdi avos yosem is toirosom shel bonim. We lack the conversation, even of the slaves of the others, more than the Torah of the bonim. Because the avos are called kulei Torah. So every word that comes out of them or from their slaves, every sikha of a story, it's called kulei Torah. That's why Sefer Bereishis is kulei Torah. And he continues on towards the end of that big piece. He says, the lasid lovoi, when Mashiach will come, umolords deis Hashem. That's all Am Yisrael is going to be. The every piece of conversation, every time they talk, every word that comes out of their mouth, will be part of Torah, will be connected to Torah. Then he says that some people have it already in this world. There's some gedolim that in this world, they're kokulei Torah, and every sichas chulin that they have is Torah as well. And then he goes on to say that every time that you have in the Gemara, and Shas, sachli, sicho, that means it was a regular conversation. Sometimes the Gemara did not focus on what was the story, what was the conversation that went on, and just tells us what was the result, what did we learn from the conversation. But whenever it says sachli means they were just talking, and from the sicha, from that sicha schooling that they had, from there comes the limudim that are mentioned in the Gemara. And he brings our Gemara as an example. The fact that it says over here, sachli, the Reb Yishayah says that Ze'iro told him, spoke to him, Lashon Sicho. That means that Ze'iro was telling him a regular conversation. They were having a Sicha schooling. And the Gemara just brings the summary of what was learned from that Sicho. Because this is the idea that every time you have the word Sicho, it means it came from a regular conversation, from a Sicha schooling. And it's part of the idea that Tamei Chachomim, the big Tamei Chachom in this world, from every sichas chulin that they have, you can learn a limud, you can learn Torah. And it concludes and says, the same we have a concept, the nevuah sheyitzricha ledoiros nechtavo, nevim had many nevuahs, but only the ones that we need for generations were written. So also in the Gemara, obviously the Tanoim, the Amoraim, had endless conversations, but the ones that were needed to teach the next generation, that's the ones that are written in the Gemara, and that's the sachli that we have in our sogya. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.